Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ervin, daf Pei Beis. We're holding Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Just to go over one point. Yesterday we had discussed that you need, according to Beshua, Tzavi Paskin, you need for Erev, for the Erev, you need the bread that is Shalem. For the Erev Chatzeris, the bread has to be Shalem. Now, it doesn't make a difference how big the piece is. It's more important that it's a Shalem. It shouldn't be a piece that is broken. So we discussed that when you have a broken piece, Rav Chisda says, if you have it attached with like a toothpick, that works. If as long as one bride says it doesn't work, one bride says works. And we said the chiluk is, if it's noticeable, as long as it's not clear that it's just being attached by a toothpick, then it's going to be okay. Attaching it, even though it's being attached artificially, would work. And we pointed out that huadin, that idea works for lechem mishnah and shabbos. You're supposed to have two whole shlemim. If possibly, you're supposed to have two whole loaves of bread or rolls of bread. If one of them is broken, then you can make it look attached via a toothpick or the like. We said it's brought down for Hilchos Shabbos, for Lechem Mishnah as well. So when we're discussing the shear of how much could be broken off and still be called Shalem, we discussed whether it's a 1/48, 1/24. It depends if it's the shear challah of the Nachtim, shear challah of the regular person. So the Gemara seems to say that the shear chal of a regular person would be problematic. The shear chal of a nachtam, which is only 1/48, that would still be okay. So Hirsch actually brought up in the shear yesterday, in the evening shear, Hirsch brought up this the same question, the same way we're discussing Lecha Mishnah being Shalem Legabe with a toothpick, so you can make it hold the toothpicks, right? We discussed a little bit later. So this earlier Gemara about the shear, is this the same shear of how much is broken off from a loaf to still be considered a whole loaf or not? This is the shear that we apply by Legabe Erev. Is that the same shear? Legabe Lecha Mishnah for Shabbos. Is it the same shear or not? So Liza showed me afterwards in the Masifta, I forgot who brings it, but he wants to make a tully in the Lumnin Machlekes Hashanim that we pointed out yesterday on this topic. We pointed out that the Taisa really brings both sides in Taisvis, that the Lashon Gemara, which says Kidei, like the amount you have by Chala, Kidei, the amount that you have to take Chala, that's the amount that could be broken. The Lashon Kidei is Mashma. We're not talking about a piece of bread that's missing, the challah wasn't yet taken. We're not talking about whether the person gave it an Erev, bread, the challah wasn't taken, and we're contemplating, because challah needs to be taken, does that mess it up? We're talking about a regular piece of bread that's missing a roll of bread, that's missing a piece the size of what would be like challah, kedei. That's how Taisus learns from the Lashon of kedei, according to which is how some Rishonim ultimately learn. Taisus is maskim that Lashon is shver, according to the way he wants to learn, which is that we're talking about a case that you actually are missing challah. When challah wasn't taken off yet. So we're talking about a case where you gave to Erev a roll of bread, but challah wasn't taken. You're going to have to take challah to make it edible. And therefore, we're discussing if that's an issue or not. Nafkamina, that the Chorin want to say, is if you go like Taisvis, then could be dafka by challah. We're discussing you have a full loaf. You need challah to be taken off. Challah is not this dramatic amount. It's 1/48. Okay, that won't be an issue. But maybe a regular loaf of bread that stam is a missing 1/48. Almost 2%, and stop as I'm missing that shear, not related to challah, maybe that would be an issue. Maybe that would be an issue if it's missing that amount, if it's missing the amount in a regular case unrelated to challah. Whereas according to the way Tosfos and other Rishonim are learning, that it's, we're talking about a case by Erev that the challah was missing. But according to the other Rishonim that learn, not like Tosfos, which Tosfos himself brings, the idea of kedei. It's just a mashal, it's a maramukam for a shear. But it's not talking about a case where missing challah, and that would seem to be a beautiful connection, that what is called missing. Missing is 1/48. Up to that is not a problem. More than 1/48 is an issue, no matter what, whether it's challah or not. Challah is just a maramukam, but challah is just a reference point. But that's the, once I know that, I know that's the shear. Lemaisa, again, Agamara doesn't say exactly 1/48. Agamara made a distinction between 1/48 and 1/24, which is a big discrepancy. We're saying 1/48 is not an issue. I was saying 1/24 is an issue. What about between 1/24 and 1/48? So again, Lizer also mentioned that he recalls that the halacha said over when you take, let's say, more commonly found by a box of matzah. You take matzah out of a box. We take matzah out of a box very often, it's slightly broken. The shear that he was told was 1/24, which fits very well. Again, Agamar was using challah as a reference point, so the two reference points of challah is 48 and 24. But what is a problem? 1/24 we know is a problem. It could be less than that already, is going to be okay. It doesn't have to be exactly 1/48. It could be even less than the ratio could be less than 1/48. It could be closer to 1/24. As long as it's not 1/24, it won't be an issue. Yes. It's Chacham Tzvi. Very good. Chacham Tzvi is the author of this connection. Shkayach. Very good. Okay. So we left off. Shkayach Laser. So we left off on Pei Aleph I'm a Bayes. I think we got into two dots. Let's go. I think we actually got towards the bottom. Let's go back to two dots, about 12, 13 lines off the bottom of the page. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Darmurim. So just to get our bearings quickly, we had in the Mishnah, we had Shitas Rabbi Eliezer was that a person gives money, not just to another member of the Chatzir, to be able to contribute on his behalf for the Erev, that for sure works. But even if he gives money to a Nachtim or a Chenveni, which the Gemara's issue was, that's less of an indication of an outright Shlichas, that he's being a Shliach, and therefore becomes a question of where's the Kinyan, there's only Mayis, you don't make a Kinyan with Mayis. But even in that case, Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, it works, because either Chachamim or Ukim the Din, that Mayis kindness in this case, when it comes to Erev Chatzeris, they go back to the regular Din Torah, that Mayis makes a Kenyan, and you don't need Mashiach, or because it's clearly a Zchus for him, it's Zchus, because he wants to be part of the Erev. So Rabbi Eliezer says, when you give the money to Anachtem or the Bechemini, it works. Rabbanan say, no, only when you give the money to another member of the Chatzir, but not to the Nachtem or the Chemini, because that wouldn't represent a clear indication of Shlichas, like another member of the Chatzir. So therefore, it doesn't work by the Nachtem, by the baker, or by the Chemini, by the storekeeper, but it does work by another member of the Chatzir. Then Rita came along and said, "Medvamurim, this discussion of whether it works or not is only a conversation by Eftchumim, because Eftchumim could be a chayiv getting 2,000 amas more in direction A is at the detriment of losing it in direction B. Whereas by Erev Chatzeris, where it's kulay, beneficial for him, over there, of course, it's going to always work. It's always a schus for him, and therefore it's always going to work." Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda ben Medvamurim. So we point out when we had the Mishnah, but Medvamurim could often be an explanation, a qualification, not arguing on the prior Shita, simply clarifying and qualifying, or it could be Medvamurim's way of arguing, and that's going to be the focus of this Gemara. Let's see. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Murim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda that Meira. Send name of Shmuel. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. V'le'ayin el kamakam sheshanu Rabbi Yehuda Be'ervin. Halach Kamaisei. So two details. First of all, halach is like him over here. This halach is like in this three, in seemingly three way machlekes. Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's number one. And number two is halacha kamaisei, whenever he says halacha in Mesechta Zeirvin. Amev Chanabag to Rav Yehuda. So if Chanabag to Sech Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Did Shmuel really say, Afilu Mavai, Shanu the Kareis of Lechiav? Did he say, even by the case of Mavai, where the Kaira and the Lechi was removed on Shabbos, where Yehuda says that it remains, like we have a Kahal Behutra, it remains Mutter the rest of Shabbos? Our Basi argued. So do we pass like Yehuda Lagabi that then as well? Amalei, Be'ervin Amart Lechlem Machit says, no. When I said halachas like by Erevin, I didn't mean, I even used the word myself a minute ago. Not Mesechtas Erevin per se. Dine Erevin. In Dine Erevin, the halacha is like him. Funny, we're calling Lech and Kur is no longer Dine Erevin. Lech and Kur means it's Dimechitza. Lech and Kur define whether or not even Mechitza. When you need a wall there, you need to be considered a Mechitza by the opening, which actually was Machlaikas early in the Mesechta. Is a working Meshim Hecker or is a working Meshim Mechitza? But the Gemara takes for granted that we spoke back then already that everyone agrees there could be some elements of the other one. Even if it's Baker Hecker, there could be elements of Mechitza. Even if it's Mechitza, could be elements of Hecker. Clearly, this Gemara is saying that it works out Mechitza. There's a Mechitza over here. And by Mechitza, maybe we don't pass like a Behuta. We pass like a Behuta by specifically Dine Erevin. Again, it's relevant to Dine Erevin, but it's a focus over there is the Mechitza. Very similar to what we had a couple of hours ago where we spoke out that we say Helva Hutra Hutra. We say that Helva Hutra Hutra by Erev that was good when Shabbos started and then became no good. But by Mechitza, a wall that separated two Chatzeris before Shabbos started. Each Chatzer had their own Erev. And then the wall got diminished, the wall of hay, the wall of straw got diminished on Shabbos. So he spoke out a couple of hours ago, we spoke on Machlekes, the Taz, and the Bach says, Hovachotra, even if the wool got diminished on Shabbos, and now my two Chatzeris really have access one to the other, so we spoke out, we said that that's still going to be okay, according to the Bach, because since when Shabbos started, each Chatzer had their own Erev, their Erev still works, and even though now they should technically need an Erev between the Chatzeris, because there's no longer a Mechitza of 10 Tvachim separating them, still okay, because Hovachotra, the Taz argues that's not okay, and the Chorinim asked on the Taz, what happened to Hovachotra? We keep saying it throughout throughout these Prakim Lagabe Erev, and the answer they give is the same exact idea as over here, that you say Helva Hajutra on the Erev itself, on a Mechitza, that because of the Mechitza, you are able to utilize the Erev, that's not good enough. On a Mechitza, we won't say Helva Hajutra, since you had a Mechitza, you still have the Mechitza, that we won't say, and therefore it doesn't work. Very similar to this Gemara's answer, and it's a nice backup for the Taz, who's being Machmer over there by the diminishing wall. Okay. Says Gemara, I'm going to have Acha Braid. Yes. Says Gemara, Amalei of Acha Braid Rav Levashi Halacha Mechal De Pliki. One second, if you say Halacha like Yehuda, sounds like Yehuda is arguing on the Chachamim, which that was kind of what we were like when we started. Is by Medvamurim arguing, so it could go both ways. The Halacha and Halacha, you only say Halacha if there's a Machlekes here. If I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi, come back with Shem Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Klaf Rishul Levi. Whenever Yehuda says Emesai or Bameh, whenever he says Emesai, when do we say this? Or Bameh by Medvamurim, by Mishaseinu in a Mishnah, Ein Elafarish to Bechamim. He's not coming to argue. The Klaus Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai Bameh. He's not coming to argue. He's only coming to clarify. He's coming to explain. So why are you paskening? Why are you telling me halachas like Yehuda? So the Mura says, what do you mean? opposite. V'lei pligi is there no machlekes. V'anan tran nitoyis v'aleim meisiv mezakev v'tarch ledei. We just had in the Gemara in the Mishnah back on daf pei, literally. In 2 days goes daf, we had that if it was nitzayis v'leim, if more people joined into the chatzar, more people joined into the chatzar on Shabbos, then you have to be, or before, let me say before Shabbos, but more people joined into the chatzar, you have to add food for those people, and you have to be mezakeh for them, that food, that they should be part of the erev, v'tzarech le'diyei, and you have to notify them. Clearly, that Mishnah on daf pei is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says when it comes to chatzeris, it's, you don't have to notify anyone anything. If you're providing the food for him, it's all to his benefit. Zachalan Mishnah b'funav, you don't have to notify him. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda's din is arguing on someone. Don't tell me he's just coming to explain the Rabbanan. He's not arguing. Clearly, there's a Shitas Tanoim on Daf Pei that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on. So there is clearly the Machlekes. What's your Avamina? That there's no Machlekes here. Answer them or no. Hasam b'chatzish mei shem v'vayis. Don't be mirai from the Mishnah on Daf Pei, because I can tell you that what's that case talking about? That's talking about a chatzir between two mevayis. Now, the chatzir between two mevayis, and by choosing, by let's say the people on the mavi on the right are voluntarily going and providing food for this chatzir to be part of their mavi, part of their mavi, and therefore we're saying that you have to notify them. Why? Because the Rishonim explained, because they have a chatzir that's smack in between two mevayis. The Rishonim explained that he cannot join, the chatzir cannot join both mavis. Chatzir has to choose which mavi he's joining, and therefore to go and choose one for him without his knowledge, that would be a chayiv. Okay, so that's clearly a chayiv, because similar to the tchumim, you're choosing one over the other, that's going to be considered a chayiv. However, in a regular case of every chatzeris, at this point, the Gemara is saying we have no proof that there's a machlekes. Everyone, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe just be clarifying their abanan, and perhaps everyone agrees. Says the Gemara. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbanan. I'll bring you a different proof that he argues. This Mishnah is a proof. The Mishnah, going back again on the Mishnah Daf Pei, you're interpreting it as a chatzar between two mevayis, and therefore it's not for sure a zchus. It may be a chayiv. Not true, because we have a member from Rav Chisda who said that this Mishnah Daf Pei is a raya that Rav Yehuda does argue on his chaverim, because Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah Daf Pei Aleph, Rav Yehuda says, and the Mishnah we quoted at the end of yesterday, the Mishnah earlier in this Amud, he says that it's for sure a zchus by Eiv Chatzeris, there's no downside, and at the Pei Mevayis we seem to be saying there's a chayiv, sarach le'diyai. So there certainly is a machlekes. Ella Limar says you're right. Ella, top of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Gavra Karamis. He asked me a question, Gavra, Mar Savar Pligi, Umar Savar Pligi. So he asked me a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Levi, he asked me a question, Rabbi Shimon Levi, versus Shmuel. You're right. It's a Mar Savar Pligi. Shmuel holds clearly Ruda and the Rabbanan argue. Hence the fact that Shmuel had to paskin halacha. Shmuel to say, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds there is a machlekes in Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and there's a machlekes taka. It fits very well with the Mishnah Daf Pei, would be a machlekes. It would fit with Rav Chizda saying, Chalukanav Ruda al Chaveira, there is a machlekes going on over here. Whereas, Rava, who's the other one? I'm forgetting already. The Rishu Levi, Umar Savalei Pligi. Rishu Levi Taka says that whenever Rishu says a member of the Mishnah of Amos, I remember the Murim, he's only coming to explain. So he Taka says, no machlekes. I, the Mishnah Daf Pei, he'll explain. It's talking about a chatzar, Shemein Shtei Muvayis, and therefore no indication that there's clearly a machlekes over here between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay. Gufa. Now we go, circle back to this general member. Amar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kamakam Shem Amri Vida, Amasai, where every Vida says, a Lashon of Amasai Uvameh, Bemishasenu, in a Mishnah where he says, Lashon of when do we say this, or, Bemedmurim, Legabe, what do we say this, Eina Elefarish Tifichamim, he's only coming to explain, not arguing, Verbech Amr, it depends. Amasai Lefarish, Bemelechlak, Rechel says, no, Amasai is a Pirish, but Bemez Lechalik, Sir Bechelin could also fit in our Gemara with Shmuel, who is saying that in our Mishnah, Bemedmurim of Rabbi Vida is arguing, Rabbi Yechelin says, that's the cloud, Bemeh is arguing, Bemedmurim is an argument, and Amasai is lush news as a clarification. When was this said? Is more of an Amasai was a clarification. When it's Lashon Amasai, not a Lashon of Machlekes. Says the Gemara, the Amasai Lefarishu is Amasai Lefarish. Now that's not a Machlekes. Both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua Levi are agreeing that Amasai is Lefarish. The whole Machlekes was by Bemed Devar Mumurim. Ask the Gemara, does everyone agree? Is that for sure that Amasai is Lefarish? But we have a mission like that. The following people are puzzle for Edis. Hamasachet Bekovia, one who plays with, literally means plays with dice, someone who gambles, Malve Ribbis, one who lands Ribbis, and Freychi Einim, again, one who plays with, and he races the birds. Again, it's a form of gambling. Vesecha Shvias, and he deals with Shvias money, Shvias produce. He sells it, you know, he'll sell it. He deals business with Shvias. So all these people are puzzle freidas. Rashi explains that all these things are related to monetary. They're monetary. It doesn't mean any person that does any Avera is usher for testimony. These are all related to money, and we'll actually get back to that. We'll get back to that in 2 moments, why Rashi saying it, if it was really needed. Let's see. But we see this in this Tanakhama's listing a whole bunch of cases that are puzzle edas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when do we say this? It depends if he has another profession. If he has a regular day job, he has a regular profession, and he happens to gamble on the side, we're not saying it's a very good habit, but it doesn't make him post this. It's only when that's his profession is it a problem. So then we learned the Rabbi. So far we have no question. We have the word Amasai. Maybe Behuda over here is talking explaining the Rabbanon, but here's the problem. Whether or not he has another umnis, we see very clearly from the Brisa that there's a machleik is going on over here. Chacham was saying across the board, if one gambles, he's puzzle. And Rabbi Yehuda was saying that no, only if that's his sole profession is he puzzle, but if he has a regular job and he happens to gamble on the side, then he won't be puzzle. We see clearly Rabbi Yehuda saying Lashon Amasai, and he's arguing, he's not explaining. Says Gemara not so fast. The Gemara says that shita of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Tarfin. Meaning, so when Stamazai Rabbi Yehuda comes to explain the Rabbanan, he's taka, when he says Amasai, he's only explaining. But when you have a shita, it's Tanayim, that argue, like in this case, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yehuda could be going in that other Tana, and that's indeed the case of here by Mesach Bekuvia, he was going in the shita of Rabbi Tarfin, and that's why he argues. As the Gemara explains, the time went to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishra Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Tarfin, Le'elam Einechamem Nazir, Lufish Ein Nazir is Elafla. None of them are Nazir because Nazir is only Elafla. What's going on over there? This is talking about a case where two people are standing and said that if one of them said, if this guy coming up in front of us is a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. I'm a Nazir, then he's a Nazir. And the other one says, no, I'm a Nazir, then he's not a Nazir. So only one of them should be able to be a Nazir, but one of them should for sure be a Nazir, because either the guy walking by is a Nazir or is not a Nazir. And they both made their Naziris contingent on the fact that this guy walking by is a Nazir. So the Nazir, once we determine what this fellow walking by was, whether he's a Nazir or not, that should determine that one of these two are for sure a Nazir. Yeah, what's the halacha? Rav Tarfin says, no, none of them are Naziris. Why not? Because it has to be the Bashasi made the Naziris, the pledge. It was klar. Lafla means it was klar. It was a clear declaration. It wasn't in doubt. So what do we see? Kivin the Mesafkali in Nazir la Nazir. Since you Mesupik was a Nazir not, Le Meshav Anavshe. We say that the person isn't really committing to become a Nazir, because even though he's saying, if this guy's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, he made a big if, since it's unclear whether that's really the case, that this fellow walking by is a Nazir, therefore his declaration is lacking certainty when he said it. And if it's lacking certainty, we say he wasn't really committed to being a Nazir, he didn't really mean it. So that's the idea. If it's not guaranteed, he didn't really mean it. So too, Achanami, so when it comes to gambling, since a person doesn't know for sure if he's going to end up winning the money or not, if he's going to end up really having to pay out the money or losing, so he doesn't know for sure it's going to happen. Therefore we say it's not a proper kinyan, and taking it would be gezel. Let's go over this Eskimar very clearly. There's a fundamental machlokes going on over here by Mesach Bekuvia. We have two malchim, why Mesach Bekuvia is no good, and that's really, the two malchim is really the machlokes of the Tanaim already in the sugya. Mesach Bekuvia cannot testify either because we say, like, really just explain from Tarfin, that there's no smichas das, the person doesn't really believe that he's going to have to give up his money. Since he doesn't believe it, when you take the money from him, he wasn't really committed to giving it. So even though, yeah, he gave his verbal agreement that he sat down around the table at the card game, he didn't really plan to give up his money, and it wasn't a gemar das. When you do a normal transaction, there's a gemar das. So therefore, whether it's a kinyan, whether it's a matana, or whether it's a sale, there's a full gemar das, and therefore, there's no stealing going on. Everyone is agreeable to the transaction, and therefore it works. However, if it's something where the person wasn't really gemar das, he didn't really think it was going to happen, he just agreed to it thinking that he's not going to lose, obviously it's a fallacy, such a thought. Someone's going to be losing when you have these games. But the point is, he didn't really, wasn't gemar das. So then when you take it from him, it's a geder of gezel. It's an issue of gezel. That is the svar of Tarfin. And according to that, it wouldn't make a difference whether it's a full-time occupation or a part-time occupation. Any person who's taking money for someone else that doesn't really have rights to take, because the guy who's not really being mocked with the money to him, is a form of gezel. And if someone's being Avram Gezel, that makes him puzzle la'edas. That's why it makes no difference whether it's a full-time job or not, according to Rabbi Tarfin. And that's what Rabbi Huda was saying in the Mishnah. That should be opposite. That's Rabbi Tarfin Shita. That's going to be problematic. That it's Gezel. However, Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah, opposite. Read the Mishnah that was saying it's only a problem if it's a full-time occupation, but if it's a part-time occupation, it's not an issue, because Rabbi Huda is going with a svara that what? That the issue of gambling is an issue of Einim and Ayishiv. It's a svara that they bring over there as well in Sanhedrin. That a person who's busy gambling, he's not an Ayishiv. He doesn't make normal parnasa. A person doesn't make normal parnasa, say he doesn't really have an erich, doesn't have a shavius for real money, and therefore he can't testify, he can't be trusted to testify about someone else's monetary dealings because he doesn't really appreciate what it means to earn a living, to make money. He's not from a yeshiva, he's not from the regular society. If the person has a regular job, he makes a regular living, he happens to gamble on the side, again, it's not an upstanding activity per se, but it doesn't make him ain't him in a yeshiva, and therefore part-time gambling, according to Yehuda, would not be an issue. So again, whether if it's a verdict gezel, it should be a problem across the board, whether it's full-time or part-time. If it's a verdict ain't him in a yeshiva, then it would only be an issue if it's his full-time job. If it's a part-time job, then it won't be an issue. Now again, getting back to the Rashi elaborated that all the cases in the Braisa are money-related. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Zayin on the Sugya, when it learns that there's an issue of a person being an aid when he has certain, these different paslos, the source for this whole Braisa is, because the pasuk says, Al tashav yadei im Rasha, liyais aid chamas. Right, you shouldn't let a Russia be your aid chamas. So Rashi, that's the source that a Russia's pasleidus. So there's a machlekes over there in Sanhedrin Chavzayim between Abaye and Rava. What does it mean that a person was al tashes yadei im Rasha liyais aid chamas? Abaye says even a person's eichon nevelus, nothing to do with money. A person's eichon nevelus is eats nevelus lahachas to be every stamza eats nevelus by mistake. Fine, but if he eats lahachas, let's say he's a Russia, and once he's a Russia, he's pasleidus, and that'll apply to any Avera. Any Avera they does that brandishes him a Russia, we make him pasul edus, nothing to do, doesn't have to be dafka related to money. Rava says, no, chamas. Chamas is last week's parsha. Chamas is usually a monetary type of thing, stealing money, coercing people to make sales, that's a monetary thing. So it has to be a Russia in relation to chamas to make him pasul edus. Stamas a guy does some other Avera. Unfortunately, he speaks Lashon Hara all the time. It's a terrible Avera, but it's not going to make him pasul edus because the guy being mamonis, he's not considered someone who's not trustworthy. That's Rava Shita. Who do you pass like? Ironically enough, even though we pass like Rava in a verse Abaye in most places in Shas, in Yal Kagam, in the six places of Yal Kagam, we pass like Abaye. That's one of the Yal Kagams that we pass like Abaye. So if Zay asked the Turi Evan, why on earth is Rashi and Arsugya saying that all these cases are related to money? Rashi is saying that these cases listed in the Braisa are all money related. All the cases of bird racing, Malva Bribis, Rashi stressing, Seichri Shvias, they're all money related. Since they're money related, he's not never to testify in monetary dealings. What do you mean? We pass like Abaye, and Abaye says specifically that the din of Al Tashas Yadei in Russia is not Dafka money, it could be even non-money related issues. Says the Turi Evan and Achrami. Typically, when it comes to Issa Deraisas, we pass like Abaye that any Issa Deraisa, even non-money related, would be enough to pass him as an aid. Over here in our Sugi, we're not talking about Issa Deraisas. The list of Braises, some of them maybe are. Maybe the Issa of Shvias is, maybe Ribbis is, but not Mzach B'Kuvya and Mafricha Yainim may not be an Issa Deraisa B'Klal. To make a guy pasul aidas on the heels of being Aver, Dirabanans, Issa Dirabanans, that would only make sense if it's monetary related. We say he can't be done to testify by money because even an Issa Dirabanan would be enough to make him pasul because he's Aver Issa Dirabanans, Lagabi money. So he lost his Nirmanas, Lagabi money. But to say that a person was Aver, some Issa Dirabanan, Lagabi some other Avera, that makes him pasul for aidas, Lagabi Mamanas, even Abaye didn't, who we paskin like, didn't subscribe to that. And that's why Rashi says over here it's talking about Mamanas because the Issurim are not even Isurim Daraisa, they could be, some of these could be only Isur Durabundance. Lemaisa Rama Menuchas Edis seems to go like Rabbi Yehuda, that only when the Sach B'Kuvya is his only profession, is he going to be Pasul Edis, but otherwise he's Kashal Edis. The problem is Rama Menuchas Gezel seems to say that it's a Gezel Medarabundan, and therefore it's going to be, seemingly be an issue across the board. So there's various Mahalchim in the Rishayim had explained Rambam in the Chayim as well. We'll just speak of one or two of them. Ran and Radvaz, they learned that Rama Taka holds that the Sach B'Kuvya could be Gezel Drabanan, but even so, the reason why I wouldn't make a pasul edus, and which is why the Rambam writes Hilchos Edus, that it's only a problem if it's a full time profession, is because it's a very interesting concept. People in Meister trample on this. People don't view it as if it's Gezel. People don't view it as if it's Gezel. Even if it is Gezel, if someone doesn't view it very, very, very interesting svara, if someone's being Aver and Isser, even if it's Gezel Medarbanan, even if his mind is being Aver and Isser of Gezel Medarbanan, if people don't see it as such, then being Aver and it doesn't make him a pasul edus, because in his mind, he thinks it's almost like it's Aver Mutter. He thinks what he's doing is Mutter. We're not condoning him, we're not saying that's okay, but the point is that it doesn't make him a pasul person, the guy be edus, because since he's doing something that he thinks is not such a big deal, in the first place, he's not in the hedge of being over on something which he thinks is really usher. He's doing something which he thinks is not such a big deal, and therefore, even if it is Gezel Medarabanan, says the Radvaz, Rambam held it is Gezel Medarabanan, but it won't be enough to pasul you unless it's a full-time profession, because people don't realize the gravity of how serious it is. That's a Eilin and Rambam, so they stick with Rambam and Hilchos Edus as the Ikur Psak of Rambam that has to be a full-time profession. Kesem Mishnah says that on the contrary, Rambam learns going like the Rabbanan, like the Psak and Hilchas Gezel's Iker. That even if you have another job, this is only a part time activity he does. He has a regular day job. Still would possible because it's Gezel Medarbanan. I in Hilchas Eidas. Why does Rambam say that if only if it's his full time job is an issue? Rambam was talking over there when a person's gambling not for money. Interesting case. People are just lotto just for to see who wins just for as a game or with Goyim. He's gambling only against Goyim, so over there, it wouldn't have the same din of Gezel. I'm not sure if you say the Gezel Akal Mechil is Mutter, but it wouldn't have the same issue. It wouldn't make him pass Leidus. But in Echonami, even in Hilchas Eidus, Rambam says that's to be a full time job. That's only when it's by Goyim or by a game. Had it been gambling with Yidden, even part time, that would be an issue. That's, I guess, the mission resolves it. So we'll speak of that. That's two Malchim on opposite sides of the coin. One side is going the Rishonim, Ran Radvaz. Ran is going, and the Radvaz is saying that Rambam holds that. That he holds like Yipaskins in Eidus, that it's got to be a full-time job, not a full-time job, would not be an issue. Whereas Kesmish is opposite. It doesn't have to be a full-time job. It just has to be gambling with Yidden. If he's gambling against Goyim or doing it for a game, that's where it wouldn't be an issue. Okay. Says the Hadron Lech Chalayin Mazel Tov. Let's start the new pair. Yes. Yeah. The way Leon's saying is correct. The Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, he would argue, the Chachamim we're saying is Reb Tarfin, Reb Yehuda could argue over there, but typically Reb Yehuda wouldn't argue on Stam Chachamim. Emes Chachamim wouldn't be a Mechleikis. Ketzad Mishtat Metchumim. How do we make Shituf by Erev Tchumim? How do you make the Erev? It's funny, Lashon of Shituf. It means Erev Tchumim. How do we make the Erev Tchumim? Says the Mishnah. Manichas Chavis V'Emar Reza L'chol B'nei Iri. He puts a Chavis at the end, at the spot, but he wants to make the Makam Yeshiva for Shabbos. And he puts it there and says, "Harei zechol b'nei iri, this food should be for all the people of my town. L'chol mishielach l'beis avol l'beis mishta. Whoever's planning to travel to beis avol l'beis mishta, that those scenarios are meduyik. V'chol shekibel alav mayim mutter. Whoever agrees to accept that he wants to benefit from this Erev that's put down on his behalf before Shabbos, if someone says, yes, I want to utilize the Erev that so-and-so put on my behalf before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Mishtachshav, once it's already dark, it's usher. Once it was only after dark, then he says, I want to use that Erev, it's too late. Why? The Erev has to be done. We had this early in the Masechta, a nice little chazara. The Erev has to be done before Ben Hashmashas, before nightfall. The Erev has to be done before Shabbos. It's too late to make the Erev Tchumim on Shabbos. Amrav Yosef. Amrav Levar Mitzvah. We had this idea many times, and here we say it black and white clearly in the Gemara. Erev Tchumim is done only for a Dvar Mitzvah. We spoke out that Erev Chatzir Sechar can be done not for a Mitzvah, but we pointed out a Svara, and to answer one of the questions just a couple of days ago in this year, we pointed out that could be the making of Erev Chatzir because Chazal wanted people to make Erev Chatzir. They were incredulous when Rabba and Abayas Chatzir didn't have an Erev Chatzir. They wanted people to have Erev Chatzir. Could be the making of Erev Chatzir itself, that itself is a Mitzvah. But the need, you don't need to make Erev Chatzir only the Tzirch Mitzvah, whereas Erev Tchumim was saying over here clearly, it's done with Dvar Mitzvah. Micah Mashmal, the Mercy of the Chiddush, Tanina, it's our Mishnah. Why on earth do we pick a case that you're making an Erev for people going to Beis Avol Beis Mishnah? Isn't that a Raya? That's only when Tzarek Mitzvah can you make an Erev. It's clear, a clear Raya from the case brought in the Mishnah. Gemara says, no, the Mishnah stuff's not a Raya. We need Rabbi Yosef Dalmeri's Memra. That's Tavka by the Var Mitzvah, even though the Mishnah says Beis Avol Beis Mishnah, because I would have thought, what's that? Deeper Behaiva says Gemara Malatema, Urchem Ilsa Kadani. It was talking about a normal case. When is this such a pressing matter for someone to go travel, to go for a long walk, to go to a Simcha, or to go to a Beis Avol? And therefore the Mishnah has to pick the case, but Dafka, does it have to be the case? It was just a normal milsadurcha. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yisrael says, no, the Mishnah is Dafka. It's Dafka for a mitzvah. Now, it's interesting. The Ritva, first of all, points out that the Mishnah puts first going to base Avil over base Mishnah. So everyone knows the answer. What's the obvious answer? Why base Avil would be over base Mishnah? The answer is because Taiva Lechas, the base Avil, Lechas base Mishnah, like it says in Nach. Okay, beautiful. Another question is, why Bechlal are you going to base Avon on Shabbos? I understand the base Mishnah on Shabbos, but Avelus Nicham Avelim on Shabbos, Nicham Avelim on Shabbos is not something that we do. So the Chur, why is he allowed to? What does it mean? He's going to base Avon. So the first should explain that Enachrami Avada, you're not allowed to go to the base Avon and do regular Nicham Avelim, but to go to the base Avon and say, like just like you say Shabbos Himiluzah Gafur Karvelavai, you can say Shabbos Himiluz Abel. It's Shabbos Himiluz Abel. You could, on the contrary, one, if again, it's not close to the Avil, but if, assuming he's close enough and he can bring the Avil Chizik, on the contrary, he absolutely should go to the Avil. He goes there and it's a mitzvah and he just doesn't do the regular Nicham of Avelim that you do on during the week. But Avada, there is a mitzvah to do that on Shabbos as well. Okay. Sorry?
Mitzvah Shabbos Davening.
What do you mean?
He needs to walk there on Shabbos so he can be there Mitzvah Shabbos for Davening.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're saying another Hechadimtza. Yeah. Right, you say it's for the mitzvah of Avel Nicham Avelos Amat the Shabbos. Okay, yeah. Now, what's called a mitzvah? Actually, let's go back one more step before we get to what's called a mitzvah. So, we're saying it's Lotzerich Mitzvah Bovad. There's a machlekes that someone to make this totally in this idea of why can't you make an Erev when you don't know for sure there's a mitzvah? The Gemara is going to discuss the next line, really, about whether we're getting involved with Breira or not. But even before we see the Gemara inside, there's a discussion about why can a person make an Erev, whether he needs a mitzvah or not, whether he has a mitzvah or not to do. And then, if he has a mitzvah, he'll use the Erev. If he doesn't have a mitzvah, he won't use the Erev. It seems to be a discussion whether a person's even allowed to make the Erev if he doesn't have a tzarech mitzvah to make the Erev. Understand? Not whether he could use the Erev. That's one, some of the Rishonim. Make the Erev, no problem. You're only allowed to use it if you have a mitzvah. Others want to say, seems to say, you can't even make the Erev, there's no mitzvah. The idea behind the Machlekes is whether you make a bracha when you make an Erev. If you make a bracha, you make an Erev, so you cannot make the Erev in the first place because you may have a mitzvah until you actually have a mitzvah. You don't make an Erev because if you don't end up not needing the Erev for a mitzvah, it comes out that you made Erev for no reason and you end up having a bracha levatala. If you hold, there's no bracha by an Erev, so you can make the Erev. And then if you have a mitzvah, use it. If you don't have a mitzvah, then you won't use it. So it seems about Chalikis in the Rishonim, whether there's a din of a bracha by Erev Tchum Manat. Now we know by Erev Chatzeris is a bracha, Erev Tavshilu make a bracha. So what's the idea? Rav is of the opinion that by Erev Tchumim there's no bracha. And therefore, since there's no bracha going to Ravid, you could just make an Erev on the chance, on the off chance, that you may end up using it, and that's fine. You only use it if you have a mitzvah. You only use it if there's no mitzvah. According to Ravid, there's no risk because you're not making a bracha. According to other Rishonim, they make no bracha. Rambam, then there would be a risk, there would be an issue. That would be the two sides of that equation. But the Shaila is, what's Bisham of the Rambam and the other Rishonim that say you make a bracha? It's very good. It's no different than Erev Tzavshilin, Erev Tchumim, Erev Chatzeris. You make a bracha when you create this Erev. It's Dindra Abanan, and yet, and even though it's Dindra Abanan, you make brachas, Dindra Abanan. We do that all the time. But what about according to Rav? Why would there be no bracha here? So the Rishash says, Rishash says, because Bishlam by Erev Tavshilin, you're creating a new heter. What are you doing? You weren't able to cook from today to tomorrow, and you're creating an ability to cook from today to tomorrow because you cook for today, whatever. You're creating an ability to cook to of something you couldn't do before the Erev Tavshilin. Similarly, Erev Chatziris, you weren't able to carry from your house into your chatzir. You're creating an ability to carry from the house to chatzir, so you create something, you make a bracha. Erev Tchumim, you're not really creating anything. What are you doing? You're just moving over your boundary. I was always able to walk 4,000 amas, 2,000 amas every direction. I'm moving over where my 4,000 amas is. I'm not creating a new heter. I'm just modifying where my makam yeshiva is, and therefore it's interesting. Lamdus of Rishash, it fits very well with our general ideas of Shabbos. That malachas, again, I'm talking about brachas over there, but malachas are only things that are creative. The malach of Eitzo, he spoke out, was considered malach garua because I'm not doing anything creative. I'm just moving something from place to place. I'm moving its location. I'm not doing anything creative. So the gabi yechus brachas over here, Rishash explains that's why according to Ravid, there's no bracha by tchumim because you're simply moving where my allowance is. It's the same 4,000 square amma allowance. I'm just moving, and I shouldn't say square amas. Same 4,000 amas, 2,000 amas each direction allowance. I'm just moving where the 2,000 amas in each direction. I'm just moving where my 2,000 amas are. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar v'choshki b'lam b'yayim. Whoever was mekabel on b'yayim, he could use the erev. If he wasn't mekabel b'yayim, he can't use the erev. Says Gemara Shvami Na Ein Breira. This should be right that we say there's no Breira. Diyesh Breira to go to Muslim affair in b'yayim. Have an ichle. Why do you have to be mekabel before Shabbos? You know the erev set up. The guy set up the erev. Let him decide on Shabbos whether he wants to use the erev or not. He's not sure. He may want to keep his walking his boundary to the east. No, he may want to give it up to be able to walk further to the west. He wants to decide on Shabbos. Right? We had early Masechta. We'll see where the Rebbe's coming. And I want to walk when the next day when he sees where Rebbe's coming. He'll want to walk there. We'll decide that day if he wants to go in that direction or not. So we had that discussion early Masechta. There should be a Raya over here that we say, Ain't braver, because if you ain't braver, why can't you decide on Shabbos? That's more no. Yeah, you could tweak the Mishnah, and it means a little bit different. Amar Bashi, I can tell you the man says Yesh Breira could fit here as well. And the discussion over here is he has to know about the Erev. Meaning, it's one thing to decide after Shabbos whether he's utilized the Erev. According to Mandam Yesh Breira, maybe he can do that. Indeed, you could do that according to Mandam Yesh Breira. But he has to at least have known that there was an Erev set up for him. It has to be that it's Megal Muslim Afreya that you're being Megal Muslim later. You know what I really wanted before Shabbos? I really wanted to go to the west, 4,000 amas, and give up my spot to the east, or not. So you can Megal later, that Breira will help you be Megal later, what he really wanted before Shabbos started. I'm deciding later, what I want now will be clarified with my decision later. But if he doesn't know that there's an Erev before Shabbos, that is really, that's a bigger issue. You can't clarify later a lack of knowledge that there was an Erev b'chlal. So when the Mishnah says that he has to know b'bayim, it doesn't mean, yeah, according to the Mishnah Berah, they were tweaking the Lashon Mishnah, it doesn't really mean that the Mishnah means that you have to know which, that you utilize the Erev, that you're subscribing to the Erev. It just means you have to know there is an Erev there that you have an opportunity to subscribe to, and that would not be sufficient according to my number, Yesh Berah. Amar Basi. Kadosh ben Sheish, a Kadosh is 6 years old, Yates of Erev Yimei. A Kadosh is 6 years old, he could be Yates with the Erev of his mother. Meaning, if his mother made an Erev to go in one direction, he's able to travel in that same direction with the mother. You don't have to worry about him, where his boundary is. He goes, yeah, he's nigger after the mother, and if the mother has Erev in that direction, he follows suit. Says the Gemara, Kasha. Before we even see the Kasha, a basic question for Tesis. You're talking about a katan. We just said that it's only Legabe Mitzvahs can have an Erev. How can you be busy? We don't have a whole sigma right now, a whole Gemara back and forth. What age? The point is, a katan up till 6, we're saying he needs the mother. Since he needs the mother, he's able to go with the mother. We're going to see that later, the Gemara's going to make a Kasha. We see katan needs the mother only till 4 or 5, a younger age. That's going to be a whole conversation. But Bechlal, who's talking about Tchumim by a katan? We said Tchum is only for a mitzvah, and katan doesn't have mitzvahs. Azayfrek Tesvis. Tesvis Yan Senechami, he doesn't have a mitzvah, but his mother has mitzvahs, and he's nigger after his mother's boundary because of his mother's mitzvah. That's one answer to Tesvis. Tesvis gives another answer that no, a katan has a mitzvah. You know what mitzvah he has? He has a mitzvah of chinuch. He does mitzvahs, mitzvahs chinuch, he has a mitzvah. L'chayra, the nafkamina, the two mitzvahs of Tesvis is the age old lamda shashayla, is the mitzvah of chinuch a mitzvah on the parent? Obviously, a parent has a mitzvah to perform chinuch. But when we say a katan has a mitzvah, mishum chinuch, is the mitzvah 100% on the parent? And the parent's job is to train the child. But there's no mitzvah, even the rabbanon, on the child himself. He's just, the mitzvah is for the parent to train the child. Or no. The rabbanon gave a mitzvah of chinuch on a child. A person, an adult, has a chiyuv d'oraisa to do a mitzvah, to wear tzitzis, to shake lulav. And a katan has the mitzvah on a rabbinic level. Of course, it's still the parent's obligation to be mechanech the child and make him do that mitzvah, but the mitzvah of chinuch rides on the katan itself. It could be Tesis second there, that's saying that the katan has a mitzvah of chinuch, is of the opinion that the mitzvah of chinuch rides on the katan himself, whereas according to his first there, that he's just saying he's nigger with the mother, that sheet of Tesis holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the parent, not on the child. So you have to come on to the child being nigger after the mother. Interesting. It's a very, very big conversation topic. It comes up in actually the parshas and chumash coming up, but there's a lot of reading in it. But it's a big sugya, big discussion. One of the nafkaminas could be, by the way, whether or not you can use a dover puzzle. They want to suggest that perhaps the shaila is whether you can give a child an esrog that's puzzle to be yetz the mitzvah's chinuch. If it's a mitzvah just teaching the child, there's no mitzvah even midrabanan on the child himself, then even if you give him something possible, as long as he's getting acquainted with the mitzvah, then it's okay. But even if he's not doing it in a way where he's yaitzah, it doesn't have to be yaitzah. It's just being mechanichim to be acquainted with mitzvah. But if there's an actual mitzvah midrabanan, it's the same mitzvah that the gadol has. He just has it on a rabbinic level, but the same mitzvah that the gadol has, then it would have to be a kosher lulav. It would have to be kosher tzitzis. Using a non-kosher lulav, or fakeret, wearing tzitzis that are possible would be even worse. You're wearing a four-quarter bag of that tzitzis is even worse than not wearing tzitzis at all. If it's a mitzvah, the katan, that's one of the they bring. Again, it's a whole sugya, a whole shiur in it of itself, but just interesting that we could tie it in perhaps to the stasis. Anyway, says the Gemara, you're telling me that up to 6 years old, a katan is 6 years old, and for sure if he's younger, is able to go with the mother, including six. That's why I want to be medacting the words, because it will be relevant for the questions coming up. Meisvei, katan shtarchli mai yaitzei be'erv imai. A katan needs the mother still can go with the erv imai. Shein tarchli mai yaitzei imai. The Brisa gives a different agdara. It doesn't say the age six. A katan needs the mother, can go with the mother. Is erv, doesn't need the mother, cannot go with the mother. Okay, no question yet. Utsanami gabi sukkah, but we learned also in a further elaboration on this topic. We learned by Hilchas Sukkah, ki agav, the same type of idea. Katan shein tarchli mai chayv sukkah. Katan does not need his mother. He is chayiv in a sukkah. He goes into the sukkah with other adult males, his father or older brothers or other males, because he doesn't need the mother. But a katan that needs the mother, he's not chayiv in a sukkah. Avinu, but we ask, what's the age, what's the agdara of a katan who is considered someone that does not need the mother? Amid Rabbi Yanai, they send the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai, kol shenifna avinu mekanachatai. Someone, a katan who relieves himself, and the mother doesn't have to come clean him, doesn't have to come wipe him, so that's a katan who's not considered ain tzarich l'imai, and he has a chayiv in a sukkah. Melakash amar, kol shenifna kari imai. Whoever goes to sleep, when he wakes up, doesn't cry out to his mother, that's considered a katan already is ain't sarach limai. That's an age. So whoever cries out mommy when they wake up, ima, that's considered katan sarach limai, and he wouldn't have a chiv sukkah. Yes, Gemara, that's much older than six. That could be much older. Ima sakadaydach kadel nami karu. Even older children call out to their mother when they wake up, right? They also cry out mommy, mother, when they wake up. That shouldn't be an indication of sarach limai. Just because they cry out mother when they wake up, it could be automatic. It could be something they don't mamish need their mother. So el ema kol shenimish nasav enikar ima. Multiple times. A child that wakes up and says ima ima multiple times, that's a young child. That child needs the mother. A child wakes up and just calls the mother once, and a chami, that wouldn't make him be considered a child that needs the mother, and he would have chiv sukkah. But then we simply give an age. We give agdara that someone who is a who defecates, who relieves himself and doesn't need the mother to clean him, or someone who wakes up and doesn't say ima ima. Okay, what age is that? Ela says the Gemara. V'kama, what's the age? Kvar arba, kvar chamesh. It means someone who's 4 or 5 years old, up to 4 or 5 is already a category, meaning within 4 and 5 is still a category of someone who needs the mother, right? Really, the reason why we're saying 4 or 5 is because really each child matures differently, and therefore we're saying 4 or 5 around that age. But l'chara, once you're younger than that is considered needing the mother, older than that is not. The l'chara, the oldest age we're giving is the 5th year. Certainly, by year 6, which is what Rabasi said, that's not going to be considered Tzarech Limay. So l'chara, you're back to the question. Rabasi was saying that even up to 6 years, the child gets the mother's Erev because it's considered a katan. And we explain the price because the katan who needs the mother gets the Erev like the mother. Here we see that a katan who's 6 is not considered someone needs the mother. Up to 5 years, we see from these other, in this other sugi by sukkah. Says Gemara, on top of a maze, Amr Bishuah Breder of Edi, Kikam Rav Asi, Kaicha Irvalov, Avil Latzaf of Imel Darin. When Rav Asi said that a child in his 6th year already is still including the mother's Erev, he's talking about where a case where the father made an Erev, the father made Erev for him to the north. And the mother made heir for the same child to the south. So he has 2 parents who have jurisdiction of him. Each made heir on his behalf, which we're going to see that works. Making heir from half of a katan does work. That we're going to see coming up in a few lines. That works. But we have conflicting ones over here, the mother and the father. So the question is which one you go with. So we say you go with the mother. Even in the sixth year, he's still considered that he's more nachas to the mother. He's more given over, more dependent on the mother. And therefore his heir will be what the mother did. But again, we're talking specifically about a case, according to Shubhari Bidi, where the mother and father, the heir's conflict, that's where you go with the mother, even at the age of 6. But in a case, Tamazai, where the mother made an heir of for him, it's not conflicting with the father's heir, where the mother made an heir, for herself, and you want to just have him join the mother's heir automatically, that wouldn't work when he's already 6 years old, only 4 or 5, not till 6. That's how Yeshua Bar Edi's answer. So that's what makes me have a kasha, but really it's a riot to Ravasi. We say, Kutta Sarkli, you might get to bear every might. Ad ben sheish. This price says very clearly that a katan who needs the mother can go with the mother's erev. It doesn't say about the mother making an erev for him. He goes nigger after the mother's erev, even up to 6 years old. It's a rioter of asi. It's a kasha on Rav Yeshua Breit of Edi is making a distinction whether we're going to actually bring it as a kasha of asi also in a moment. But for now, it's a rioter of asi against Rav Yeshua Breit of Edi, who is qualifying and saying that only when you have conflicting erevs that were made for the child, you have up to 6. You have including 6 years old, but when it's a Stamazai, the mother's Erev, that was made not specifically for the child, you only have to 4 or 5 years old. Here we see even 6, it's a kasha on Rav Yeshua Bar Edi, you're right, it is a kasha. So you have to Rav Yeshua Bar Edi's explanation that dafka when the Erev was made specifically for the child, does it work? At the age of 6, it's clearly not true, because we're saying, we have clearly a question, and so this brisa seems to indicate that the child can just jump onto the mother's Erev even when he's 6. Mara says, Belema Tav Jifter Rasi, maybe it's a kasha of Rasi also, because Mara wants to learn that it means over here, Advat, maybe it means till 6. This brisa maybe means till 6, not including 6, and Rasi was including 6. Amalak Rasi knew, Advat Bachal, and the brisa also, say it means including 6. Don't ask kasha me, say it means including 6. As Belema Tav Jifter Ravani Ravani Shlakish, you've already said it, Shlakz up Rishu Braid of Edi, who qualified based on the explanations of Ravyane and Rishlakish in the Sugi of Sukkah. So isn't it also a kasha on them who say Tavka 4 or 5 years old? Gemara says no. Like kasha adisa b'avua b'masa la'isa b'avua b'masa. It depends on the father's around. When the father's around, and then the mother, if she made an heir for herself, and the child's already, past the age of 4 or 5 years old, then the child still has the father as a crutch to fall back on, and the child will not automatically get the mother's erev. However, in a case where the father's talking not around, over there, that's where the Bryce is talking about, where it says that even a 6-year-old child, the child who the father's not around for whatever reason, then even though he's 6, he can jump after the mother's erev. If the mother made an erev one direction, he automatically could follow and keep that erev. Even if she didn't make it for him, he could follow with the mother's erev. So that'll be a chilek when we say 6 or 4 or 5 years old. Tanarban, on the top of making erev for others, Ma'ar Adam al b'nei ketanim. A person can make an heir for his son and daughter that are ketanim, setting aside an heir for the child ketanim, or for his eved and shivcha that are totally beholden to him. Beilad daiti beishal daiti. He can do it whether he has their consent or not. Avol einai ma'ar of leyadei avdu shivcha ivrim leyadei b'ita b'nei ketanim leyadei ishta elamadaitim. When it comes to his wife, his adult children, or his Jewish slaves, he cannot make an heir for them unless he has their consent. Tani Idach, we have another brayso on the same idea. Leya Arav, but elaborates a little further. We're going to end up having a steer from it. Leya Arav Adam Al Yidei B'Bitei V'Nai Hagdeilim V'Yidei Avdei Shecha Ivrim V'Yidei Ishtei Elamidaita. And that seems to be exactly like the first brayso we just quoted. He cannot make an heir for his adult children, for his wife, or for his Shivcha Eved Ivrim unless he has their das. However, he can make for the Eved Shifcha Krani or for the minor children, then he can make Bein Ladai Bein Shal Ladai. Okay, that's similar, almost identical to basically to what we just quoted a moment ago, just the opposite order. And the Bryce now adds Meisha Yadon Kiyadon, because their hand by the minors or by the Krani, their hands are his hand. Kol Mashakana, the child or the Eved Krani belongs to the father, belongs to the master. It's with the same hand. He could do it on their behalf. Now, in a case where they made their own Erev, and the Rabban made Erev for them, in all these cases, the Erev of the father works, of the Rabban, of the father, the master, that Erev supersedes, except for Nisha, because she's able to make a Macha. Says the Gemara, understand why Isha is unique. Why is she different than the Bita and Benayag Delim, the adult children, and the Evan and Shivcha Ivrim, which we said also are excluded? So why are we Dafka specifying the Isha that her Erev supersedes the husband's? Isha Ma'ishna. Amrav Isha Chodunamala, you're right. It doesn't mean Dafka Isha means Isha, and whoever's like, whoever's in her category, including the older, the adult children, and the Gedalim children, and the Evan and Shivcha Ivrim. Says the Gemara still. Amamar. The wife is excluded because she can make a macha. Time to macha. It sounds like only because she made a macha. Hastam and afka bedvala. If she didn't make a macha and the husband made an heir for her, it would work. That's a steer to the reisha. Haktani reisha el medayt reisha said only when you do a medas, you have to have their consent. Sounds like my love to amin, where they say yes. Stam is without consent doesn't work. So do you need her to make a macha for it not to work on her behalf? Or do you need her to agree for it to work on her behalf? What's the halacha by stamias? If she's quiet, it sounds like from the seifa, if she didn't make a macha, she's quiet, it works on her behalf. For the reish, it sounds like you need to do a medaita, it means you need your consent. Chayr tzestira, says Mar Lai, ma'ela medaita, when it says the reish, you need medaita, d'shtiku, even silence. Lafugeich dami Lai. What's saying in the reish means that stama does work. If she's quiet, stama, the husband's heir of on her behalf, if it works, lafuke, case with his macha, that's when she says no, that's where it's not going to work. So make the reish and save a jive, they're both talking about a case where she's quiet, in that case, the heir would work. When she says no, makes a macha, that's where it won't work, no stira from the reisha to the sefer. Says the Gemara still. We said in the line before that, in the middle line, kulin shirvu, ha, the kulin shirvu, v'irvaleim, rabban. Yates bash rabbim, if they made their own heir and the rabbi made an heir on their behalf, then they go with heir of the rabban, except for by Nisha. Ustama, that's a case of stama. That's a case of stama. They didn't make they didn't voice an objection. And we're saying, Ktani Chosmanisha Lenafki, the Isha, even though she didn't voice an objection, she doesn't go with the master, the husband's Erev, she goes with her own Erev. The Chari, there's no Macha there. Stama, we say she automatically agrees, she's Maskim, and still she goes with her own Erev, not the husband's. Says Gemara, Lavi's Chilik, Amrava. Since she made her own Erev, that's the greatest macha. The act of making either a verbal macha or the act of making her own Erev shows, I don't want your Erev, I want my own Erev. She's making her own Erev, and therefore actions speak louder than words, as they say, and therefore that'll be enough of a macha. So it's not a stira, it's what in the same idea. When she's quiet, stamias, we say she gets the Erev that the husband made for her, but if she makes a macha, either via verbally or via her actions, by actually making an Erev, both those are going to give her own Erev, and she's not going to have the Erev of the master. We'll pick up Mitzvah on after Shabbos. Keep bringing your calculators. The Mishnah has some calculators.